Your questions, your health. This is Mind Matters.
Hello and welcome to another edition of My Sahana's podcast. Our today's guest is Shubhangi Kulkarni. She is a founder of Millennium Yoga and also a wellness coach. You may visit her website millenniumyoga.com for her complete profile. Today she is going to talk about yoga and mental health and its holistic impact on overall health. Thank you for being with us, Shubhangi. I now hand you the reins. Thank you.
Thanks, Varsha, for the introduction, and thanks to my Sahana. Today's topic is yoga for mental health. Let me start with defining what is health. And you know, instead of me defining it, let's look at the definition by World Health Organization. WHO defines health as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. By definition itself, mental component is part of our health. And actually, it's major component, because mostly all the disturbances, they start first at the mental level before expressing as ailments or diseases at the physical level. In today's podcast, this is what I will be covering. I am planning to answer three questions, and they go like this. What are general causes of stress that affect our mental health? What happens when we are stressed? How yoga can help taking care of our mental health? And then I'll share a case study with causes, symptoms, and solutions. So let's begin. Our first question is, what are the general causes of stress that affect our mental health? There are mainly two causes, or stressors as we call them. First type of stressors are external, and as the name suggests, they include adverse physical conditions or stressful psychological environments. The second type of stressors are internal, and they can also be physical, like infections or inflammation, or they could be psychological. A quick example of an internal psychological stressor could be an intense worry about any harmful event that may or may not even occur. Stressors can also be classified as short-term or acute stressors, or long-term or chronic stressors. Whatever the causes are, we know that all of us, we experience its effect, and the effect is mental stress. Having said that, let's go ahead and talk about impact of stress on body's physical and mental apparatus. And with this, we are moving to our next question. What happens when we are stressed? Most of us are already aware that whenever there is a stress, nervous system responds with a mechanism which is called as a fight or flight mechanism, and this is body's safety mechanism to survive, and it has a definite purpose to it. But when stress starts becoming chronic, it starts burdening all the systems. So this response, which is also called as a sympathetic response, this mechanism involves major systems, including major organs like brain and nervous system, heart, lungs, blood vessels, kidneys, muscles, etc. And these organs, when overused or underused, they start affecting other organs and systems. And this strain on the body, if it is not managed well, then it produces a lot of physical and psychological damage over time. So what is needed on our part is to somehow balance this sympathetic response of the nervous system, which is a fight or flight mechanism, with parasympathetic response, which is calming down the entire nervous system. Let's then shift the focus to our next question, how yoga can help in managing stress, thereby improving our mental health. As far as stress management is concerned, yoga appears very logical to me, and I will share more about it when we will talk about the case study. I know that most of us know that yoga has been there for over 5,000 years, and it has its roots in India and in Hindu religion. Sage Patanjali is the one who compiled all Yoga Sutras, and Patanjali Yoga Sutras are verses, and in one of the sutras he very clearly states that the purpose of yoga is to calm the variations and distractions of the mind. And all of us know how difficult it is to manage our mind, and that's where yoga comes to our help. Yoga is a very powerful tool for self-management. It's a skill, and that's why it could be learnt by anyone with any body shape, size, weight or flexibility. And once learned, it could be practiced to keep us mentally fit. And when one is mentally fit, then one is able to naturally have the right perspective to look at the things and overall positive frame of mind. So, you know, one can contribute more, accomplish better and sooner, and be resilient in challenging situations. To explain how yoga could be effectively used to manage stress-related symptoms, let me share a case study. Meet our subject Anne. Anne is a 35-year-old South Asian girl who works full-time in the Bay Area. She is married and has a 9-year-old daughter. Currently, she is experiencing a lot of stress related to the work, and the symptoms that are getting expressed at the mental level are confusion, lack of focus and concentration, indecisiveness, low confidence, frustration, anger, guilt, and feeling out of control. Physical symptoms are frequent tension headaches, disturbed sleep, upper backache, frequent allergy flare-ups, increased affinity for sugary foods, borderline thyroid, and increased LDL. Now, Anne has not attended or done yoga before, so this is how I will start with her. Now, the plan I'm sharing is not a complete plan. It is just a glimpse. What I'll start with, I will start with gentle neck and shoulder rolls, because Anne is reporting upper back tightness and allergy, and these shoulder rolls, they really help relaxing the muscles of the upper back and also improve the lung function. The other movement I will start is cat and cow. So this is a movement on four where Anne will move her spine backward and forward. And this is a very logical movement because it will stretch the HPA axis, hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, and compression and relaxation at the chin and in the tummy, they will be helpful for thyroid and liver functioning too. So that will be a good stretch related to her thyroid and LDL issues. In the standing position, I'll start with a mountain pose, and I will introduce all poses first in the form of a movement. And vertical stretches, they energize the entire spine, and also they are very good for the endocrine system. Forward bends in the standing position like Padhasthasana will help, or even in the sitting position, Paschimottanasana would be a good choice. Backward bends on tummy, especially cobra, that will be good for thyroid and also for the spine. And relaxing poses like Makarasana on the tummy would be good for stress management. On the back, bridge would be a good stretch, especially for the spine and also for the thyroid and also for stress management. Meditative poses, simple meditative poses like sitting with legs crossed and some hand gestures like chin mudra, pran mudra and hakini mudra, they will help in improving focus and concentration. And I will also introduce left nostril breathing, because all these breathing pranayam coupled with hand gestures, they have a very soothing effect on brain cells and also on the endocrine functioning. So those will help in improving focus and concentration. Chanting of Om would also help, and it had been published in Lancet that frequency of Om sound is very soothing to the brain cells and it is very effectively used in stress management. And there could be so many other things that could be done during the session, but this is just a glimpse. And all the movements, poses, they are very logical, and the combination of everything together really helps. And I know many of you have many questions, many curious questions, challenging questions, doubting questions. So please email me at shubhangi@millenniumyoga.com and I will answer them back. You can also go to my website millenniumyoga.com and you will find that link from my Sahana website too if you click under resources and yoga. Thank you so much, and I am waiting for your questions and feedback.
Mind Matters is a radio show produced by My Sahana. To learn more about My Sahana, visit www.mysahana.org.